Italian, we're allowed.
Straight up. That's how we do.
Picture it. Fiesta Friday, 2004. Usher's Yeah. Blasting at the Old Timers in House of Mitch. B-side just graduated North Shore Community College. And 2 weeks and 2 days into being a California resident, Alicia Cox in the hospital. Tyler Joseph DeWolf is born.
Nil or High Life. Champagne of beers.
I think you guys are taking that too literal.
It is. It's true.
I think you guys are taking that too literal.
That was a fantastic opener.
Yeah, shout out to Parsons from Fiesta Friday's Neon 90s.
Nice.
Playing at Minglewood. Shout out to them. I will not be there because I'm old.
Yeah, I will not be there because I'll be in Georgia. But yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's awesome. So I think before when we're trying to figure out this podcast today, so what are we in? 2025. We started this 10 years ago. So Alicia Unleashed is 10 years old. And when I started, you came in episodes. I feel like you came in episodes way earlier than you're telling me. I feel like you came in episodes 3, 4. You're telling me you came in episodes what?
Like 10, 11.
Anyway, I don't feel that. But Joey gifted me his his microphone.
His blue Yeti mic.
Yes, 10 years ago, because he was going to upgrade and do other things. And that's, you know, just right now, we're noticing that this mic may now be phasing out with software. That's how old this mic is. This mic was passed down to me from Joey. So even if it is phased out software-wise, I will paint it gold and make it a part of my life forever. I've had this for 10 years. Thank you, Joey, for getting this started for me. And yeah, right? That's all I could say. Because we're almost the software is phasing us out. We have no choice.
And the fact is that we still can't figure out, is it supposed to be blinking or not?
Not blinking.
Yeah.
Not blinking? See. Is it blinking? Not blinking?
Oh, yeah. I think.
Which one? Is it blinking?
It's not blinking. So
is it recording?
I think it's recording.
Okay.
Let's find out. It's got audio waves.
And also, to be fair, we've only used this microphone maybe once or twice a year for the past, since COVID.
Right.
Because we've been doing everything via Zoom or, you know, via everything else.
Yeah.
Computer wise, just like Joey does now, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I will say
I usually tell people have mic will travel, but usually don't have to because we also sparingly do podcasts.
Right.
But it is our Fiesta Cast
and not only our Fiesta Cast, it's our 125th
episode.
Yeah. Which is nuts. And also our Fiesta Cast for the past, I don't know, fuzz. The reason why this Fiesta Cast is so special is because Tyler DeWolf is 21 during Fiesta.
About time.
Tyler was born on Fiesta Friday, and now he is 21. So how that transpired was at the time, my ex-husband, which everyone knows, Mr. Chris, walked the greasy pool. And he left about 10 a.m. and said, okay, I'm going off for the festivities, blah, 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 bye. My water broke about noon, and well, there went his festivities. We went, and Tyler was born at 7 p.m. on that Fiesta Friday. I have kids pretty quickly. So anyway, Tyler was born Fiesta Friday. Tyler, Chris missed out on walking the Friday greasy pool. I was excited. I didn't have to go to Fiesta. For me, it was a win-win.
And what's crazy about this is that building up to this episode, you have no pictures of this child in any Fiesta whites, any Fiesta anything.
No.
Nothing.
We don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
But you Italian.
Yeah. I grew up like that. I grew up with my mom and dad. I had two sisters, three girls. I grew up with them. We all matched during Fiesta. We all wore whatever. No, I didn't raise my kids like that. Don't regret it. Don't care. Hey. I know.
I still got the best cover photo for this.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited about that. And that's a surprise to Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of this is a surprise to
Tyler. Tyler really doesn't have a clue of what's happening within this podcast when it airs. He has no idea.
No.
He has no idea of...
The question is he going to listen to it?
He does now because he has no idea.
I'll listen to it for sure.
Right?
100%.
So, Tyler, this year, 21 on Fiesta, starting actually this year, your birthday is on Wednesday. By the time this airs, like, it's going to, you're going to be 21. Cool. Like, I don't need to go through all that. This is your first Fiesta being 21. Do you think that's going to be different from your Fiestas that you grew up with?
Being 21, not being 21?
Yeah. Like, how is it going to be different this year?
Going out to, like, the bars.
And you're really going to do that.
That's what I was thinking the other day. I was like, well, or, like, the bars are going to be packed or whatever. But, yeah, still go out to the bars.
Will you stand in the line? Are you going to stand in the line? Because everything at Minglewood, anywhere you go, because, you know, we don't have McTees or anything. No, not McTees.
Old Timers.
Or Mitch's. Yeah, House of Mitch. You're going to stand in the line to do that? Or what's going?
I don't know. I feel like you have to stand in the line or get there early. You got to get there early.
Okay. Have you looked, like, what are you going to do? Do you have a plan?
No, wherever the wind takes me. Wherever the wind takes me.
Do you have Pocahontas. A crew? Like, are you the,
yeah,
are you the last of your crew to turn 21?
Of my main crew that I've hung out with all throughout high school and, like, party with? Yeah. 100%. 100%.
I'm all right, this is another reason why I'm not going out.
Yeah, he is. Gloucester House. That was another one. That is a big, like, place at the back of the Lobster, you know, buying wristbands and shit like that. So, are you prepared? Are you and your, like, if you and your friends don't prepare ahead of time, you may be out on some shit.
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm just gonna go wherever the wind takes me and just go downtown.
Hey, we know a band. I mean, you know, Friday night, Minglewood, just saying.
Oh, there you go. Friday night, Minglewood.
Can't get you in early. I mean, you just have to show up early and eat dinner. And then just
the only thing I can do for you going to see Neon 90s at Friday on Minglewood is a hat. Neon hat. And you can say I'm with the band.
I mean, I could tell them that you're there and be like... Hey, Tyler just turned 21.
Let him in, VIP, bitch.
Find him. Find him. Right? Find him in the crowd.
Yeah. So, actually, Neon 90s, because I think Tyler might be the only one, like, of his friends that would really understand 90s music. I mean, do you think...
What do you think? Some of my friends do.
Some of your friends do? Because you grew up with a pretty hip mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, some would say.
Will Talia be with you on these excursions, like on Fiesta Friday? What is she doing? Like, is she gonna be with you?
Is she gonna be here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she comes in.
Oh yeah.
But is she gonna be here the whole weekend?
Yes, she's coming in this Friday. And then she is going. She's staying until. Well, she leaves for Boston. That Saturday, but she might be around that Friday.
Yeah.
Because she has friends to visit.
I'm doing dinner with her Wednesday night, my birthday. Doing dinner with her at Talise, her and Grant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's here.
Oh. She's going to expose her new man to Fiesta?
Yes.
Oh, I got a pin for him.
Yeah.
You got a pin for him?
Yeah.
So she'll be there. Eva.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, she'll be here. So she'll be at the party. Which is an undisclosed location by the time we, you know, this will probably be aired on your birthday. And we are having a festivity at an undisclosed location.
Yep.
So we have that. And yeah, no, she's coming in this week and she'll be here for 10 days.
I hear you have an incredible DJ, by the way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Only the best.
That's right. Best in the business.
That's right. That's right.
We landed them on a Fiesta Thursday, too, of all nights.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm excited about it.
How do you feel about, like, you know, him finally being like 21?
I don't know, it's crazy. A
little bit?
Yeah, kind of crazy. So Talia is 25, and then we have him turning into this age, and you know, he's no stranger to the beer. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I found out at an early age, unfortunate for him at 14. When, you know...
Oh, I do remember that. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that on a podcast.
I think we did. You know, I mean, kids don't understand. You think you're putting in the delete file and your mom and dad can find shit. You know, kids are stupid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I mean, he's a fine young man. He's a very successful young man.
A little injured. Little injured.
Yeah, so we're... Yeah, so let's talk about this, Tyler.
Right wing down.
Yeah, so how are you going to navigate Fiesta in a fucking sling?
Be just fine. Don't got my range of motion, but, you know, I'll be alright.
She's gonna throw that elbow up. Like, move, bitch, get out the way.
I'm injured, get out of the way.
Do you think he'll get in places faster being injured?
Probably not.
They don't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit. You're gonna be like, girl, I've been in line to get into Minglewood, and girls have gone up to Scully and like Quinn and all of them been like, I really have to pee, and he's like, go in the corner. I don't give a fuck.
You can't come in.
Like,
here.
I know Zach. Great. We all do.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Can't come in here.
I know Heather. Great.
I do too. Grew up with her. Don't give a shit.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. So my advice to you is don't drink so much that you fall down drunk, because
you're
going to fuck up your shoulder even more.
No.
Or screw up the other shoulder.
May I introduce my friend Water?
Water, yeah, Water.
I know that at 21, no one wants to talk about Water. And as a 42...
Dude, you are not 42. Well, actually, hold on, let's talk about this here. Wait, me and you don't know. I'm 43, gonna be 44.
Okay, I'm 43.
All right. Oh, yep, your mother just raised her fingers. Your mother, thank God your mother knows how old you are, because you don't.
Listen, this semester is kicking my ass. 43. As a 43-year-old, I cannot emphasize how much water is important during Fiesta. I have come home blackout. And it has ruined the rest of the Fiesta weekend.
Yeah, you got to pace yourself. Right. You got to pace yourself.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You're going to piss a lot, but you know what? I've seen people come off booze cruises and go to take a piss and fall into the water. That's been reason. Make sure you're fed. Make sure you're hydrated. You know, and, you know.
Yeah, words of the wise.
Stay dialed.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, don't let anyone hand you a drink. Like,
oh, if you don't know where it's come from, you don't want anyone roofing you, because that's happened in this. Well, it's a water thing. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, have your friends, like, they're probably like, oh, DeWolf, you're going to be 21. We got to do this. We got to do that. Are your friends saying anything like that?
We're just going to go out.
What?
We're just going to go out.
That's the
not
thing?
My town.
We're just.
That's it.
So you got no agenda as to where you're hitting.
Pratties at the end of the night.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah.
That's the only thing.
Nothing good happens at Pratties, okay?
No.
I'm just saying.
Nothing good. I mean, you know.
It's Fiesta weekend. It's, you got
that fine establishment.
St. Peter's Club.
Yeah, you do
the club.
Yeah. So if you think you're going to get in trouble for some reason, who are you going to call? Yuresh just pointed at me. You know you got a father that lives right here in town.
He can't hear the phone.
You know your father's right here in town. He's pointed. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Pointed at me. If I get in trouble.
Cabs in town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not from here. I mean, I don't live here no more.
I don't either, but I know those cabs.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
The only, you can count on the cabs. I don't think you could count on
Uber.
Like, Uber is, like, here, but I don't really think it's, like, I don't know. I don't know to the effect because I don't do it here, but
yeah.
It was, you know, a little bit more. But other than that, no, call a cab.
Yeah.
So,
get that phone number in your phone, like,
save
ASAP.
Yeah.
Cab.
Yep.
Yeah, because your mother from fucking New Hampshire is not going to be able to save you. In Although I love it pointed at me. You. Yeah. Oh, I live 45 minutes away.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say, hey, I was just on a podcast recently. You can't fly that shit either. No one listens to this anymore.
So what do you plan on doing with your friends? How are you going to get dropped off downtown? How are you going to get back to where you're going? Like, what are plans, dude? Like, yeah. You know.
I'm not driving anywhere. I mean, I'm just going to get dropped off somewhere, stay out.
And then who drives you home? Who drives you home?
We're going to figure that out.
Okay.
All right, so what's your plan for Thursday, by the way? Is that Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could say Thursday.
Yeah.
We could
say
Thursday, because I'll edit that out if I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean? What's the plan?
What's your plan on Thursday?
You
just
going...
drinking beers?
Yeah.
Just hitting up beers, and then afterwards?
And then
you go
afterwards,
to
go out.
You going to the club? Gonna get the Zizits?
Yeah.
You gonna get the arancinis?
Let's do it.
You gonna get all the food?
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, the Fiesta favorites.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fiesta favorites.
Yep. Gotta get that sausage, man. Right,
who's
there.
Who's doing it if Ambie's not doing it anymore?
It's, what's his name? I don't know his name. But
we
should
have had Samantha here just to answer these questions.
We should have had her here. I should. You want me to call her?
We might need a Fiesta Cast part two just to ask her these questions.
I know.
Hey, we came up with these questions. Who's doing the Zizits this year?
You know, it's just
what's
the guy
your hat going to be this year?
It's just the guy that, like, parks right at the club. Because
I don't know after
my
nephew Andy who does it.
Well, no one does. But my nephew-in-law, God bless him, love that kid. When we were in line for Minglewood that one time, a couple years back, actually. Oh, shit, 3 years ago. We were in line for Minglewood for Neon 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He went and got us sausages while we waited to get in line. Like,
oh,
while we waited to get...
Awesome.
Yeah. He was like, great. He was like, oh, let me go get you all food.
Oh.
He's like, here you go. Here's all the sausages. He was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You were waiting in line for that long to get into Mingo?
Oh, yeah, because they had shut it down. Like, they were like, oh, nope. There's maximum people now.
Oh, and you sat there and waited there?
We were like first. We were like literally right there. We were like next to
Scotty. Oh, stop it.
We were like first in line. But I had a whole crew. This was right after I met Ryan. This was like Fiesta Saturday.
Oh.
So Neon 90s was playing Fiesta Saturday.
Okay.
So this was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, I had a whole crew of like newbies.
Okay,
that I was introducing to everybody.
Nice. Oh, but Tyler, I was so excited for you to turn 21.
It's exciting.
Anything from, you know, so not for nothing. You've been...
Not for nothing.
You've been on this podcast for, actually, you debuted 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
And so when you were off and on with us in the podcast days, is there anything that stands out to you? Like, with those podcasts, do you remember any of them? Because you would come in and out, and you would be listening from the living room.
That's what I remember.
And then then you would say your piece, and then you would, okay, I'm a kid, I'll go back. And then you go back. So, is there anything particular that you ever remembered, or?
I don't even remember, like, the ones I was on.
You were on episode 30?
I was on 56.
How do you know you were on? Would you Google yourself?
I was on 56.
Yourself?
I know I was on 56.
All right. Well, I guess, Bridget, you'll have to look up 56.
All right.
What we should do is we should get audio from 56 and audio from now, or if it even, I don't even think it is 56.
Last time it came on was, it was in the summer, so it wasn't 56.
It was this summer?
Like the one where you, but you've chimed in on several ones, mm-hmm. where you've been featured.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Like where you've been like sitting down with us and talking.
Yeah. There's like three of them.
Okay. Yeah. So, but they were also spread out. Oh, there was also one we could actually, Bridget. Talia. Yes, you could pull up audio from the one that was just me, him, and Talia too.
So there was, yeah. So he was on the one where we were during the summer, where he was with
when he was talking from the other room.
Anna.
With Anna.
Yep. Oh yeah. On
where she gave me
where we gave him some life lessons.
Yeah, Anna gave me ramen on Halloween.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, it was great. Cool. I still have it in the cabinet.
See, it works out, huh?
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah, there's a... I'll have to do some research, and we'll just do that in the notes, in the,
Right.
Corrections corner. Or
whatever. Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting.
I remember more just like the ones you guys did just in the kitchen, like in the dining room.
So
and I'd just be in the living room, like listening all the time, like peeking my head over always.
So one thing that we were going to mention was we are at Bridget's house across the street. So we did all of our podcasts, well, back in the day when we lived on Friend Street, we did them all across the street. And now we're here with you, your first podcast in this house, right at the end of the driveway, that we don't live there anymore.
Yep.
And we're like, we have to mention that.
Yes.
That we are still doing it across the street. Actually,
I would pack up my laptop and the microphone, or actually the microphone would stay at your house.
Yep.
And I would just walk across the driveway, come up the stairs,
yep.
plug in, and we would go.
Yep, that's when software was simple.
Yep.
And the microphone worked nicely, and it wasn't, But, yeah.
Yeah. So, what stands out? Like, what was memorable? Was there any guest that stood out to you?
Did you guys have John Jerome on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I think John Jerome... And who?
I know we're talking about 125 podcasts.
That's a lot of guests.
That's a lot of guests.
We had some format changes too. We talk about that a lot. Like at one point, it was just like bitching about the city for a long time, and then we were like, let's change the format.
We changed the format a lot of times. I think
we were like, let's just interview people that do cool things.
Yeah, we did that, too.
And then we started doing that, and then
And then now, I mean, throughout the years, my notes went in and out. I did have vocal cord node surgery. And then my notes have been very questionable in and out, especially since 2019.
We've grown up.
Yeah, we've grown up.
You've gone through a divorce.
Divorce? Well, it was so funny because when we first started the podcast, I was separated. I don't know, a few months after, but we kept that.
But you never talked about it.
Never talked about it. We kept that a secret.
Yep.
And then we, anyway.
Then you started talking
anyway,
about
my whole life, literally.
Was on this podcast.
Yeah, my whole life has been on this podcast. And I think so is Tyler's in to a respect.
Right. Yeah.
He was 21 now. 10 to 11-ish when we started this, because we're at the end of 2025.
He was talking about, going to high school, a particular high school and stuff.
Yep.
Playing magic.
Oh yeah, I loved playing magic when I was like 11. Yeah, yeah. No, life was a lot different.
Yeah. I was gonna ask. Do you know where Alaska is?
Near Hawaii, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. According to the map, that's where it is. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that was still a thing.
I've been watching a lot of Deadliest Catch these days, so I'm getting a better feel for it.
Okay, that's good. Wonder if your dad knows.
Probably not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 10 years.
So what do you think is going to happen to you this weekend at all? Like, what are your expectations at all? Do you have any?
Just climb up to your pants? Have a good time. I don't know. Yeah, I don't...
telling you right now, McDonald's fries don't start until 11 o'clock in the morning. Just,
yeah, you know. Yeah. So there's like no expect. You don't, yeah, just don't get in trouble.
Yeah, right. No silver bracelets.
Nope.
That took me a second. I'm like, silver bracelets? Oh, my God. Apparently. And so are you going to the Greasy Pool?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You're doing all of it?
Like, just, yeah, you gotta watch the Greasy Pool.
Okay.
And watch the
Okay. All right. Races, things like that. You're doing all of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Watch it.
Is your, do you have a core crew that's going to, you know, you're with every day? Or is it going to change every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll probably stay the same for the most part.
Well, I won't encourage any certain things on record. I will wait until podcast stops. That's the same.
Well, I think this has been great.
Yep.
Well, thank you for all your hard work that everyone is hearing or already heard, integrated. This is all a surprise for Tyler once this actually does go out.
Which I will listen to.
Well,
oh, good. Are you going to have your friends listen to it too?
Sure.
That's what I'd love share to listen to. Share it on your social medias. I'll share it out. Yeah.
Drink water.
Drink water.
It is your friend.
Water.
I promise you, don't take 3 Tylenol. It's not going to work.
Water.
Drink liquid water. IV. Pedialyte.
Liquid death. Water.
Listen to your elders.
Water.
S-A-M-A. You fucked that up.
Water.
ASMR.
ASMR water. Water.
Okay, I'm editing that.
No, don't edit that. Well, Tyler, thanks so much for, doing this great podcast for your 21st birthday, reflecting on the last 10 years of Alicia Unleashed. All within one podcast.
There we go.
You are going to love the final result because Bridget's a miracle worker. So this is 125 podcast. Fucking, I don't know, 10th Fiesta cast?
Something like that.
Something like that. We just got so much going on.
We old.
Yeah.
We can't count no more.
I can't.
Unless it's Tyler's birthday, like, we can't reference numbers no more.
No. All right, well, that's it. Be out.
Peace.
Bye.